I'm James Faulkner. In the news today, a 58-year-old Lower South River man has died following a collision on Highway 104 in James River. Antigonish County District RCMP responded to the scene near Exit 30 around 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. Police say that a Toyota Yaris and a Toyota Corolla were traveling in opposite directions in a construction zone when they collided. The driver of the Corolla was transported to hospital by EHS, where the RCMP say he succumbed to his injuries. The driver of the Yaris, a 21-year-old Trenton woman, sustained serious injuries and was transported to hospital. A collision reconstructionist attended the scene, and the investigation is ongoing. A 27-year-old cyclist was airlifted to hospital after being hit by a truck in New Ross. Emergency crews responded around 3:15 p.m. on Saturday to a report of the collision on Highway 12. The cyclist, a 27-year-old Lunenburg County man, sustained life-threatening injuries and was taken to hospital via life flight. The driver of the Chevrolet Silverado, an 83-year-old Midville branch man, was uninjured. Police say that the truck and the cyclist were traveling in the same direction on the highway at the time of the collision. Fisheries and Oceans Canada says one of the country's most profitable lobster fishing areas will open for the season today after being held back by weather-related delays. Nova Scotia's lobster fishing area 34 extends from Shelburne County around to the southwest coast of the province. The area was slated to open for the season this past Monday, but was postponed due to storm and wind conditions. Halifax District RCMP is asking for the public's help in locating Bernice Marie Vigneault. The 68-year-old was last seen around 9 p.m. Friday in Lower Sackville. Vigneault is described as about 5'9" and 110 to 120 pounds with dark hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a brown suede jacket, dark-colored tights, boots, and carrying a black purse. In sports, France and England will square off in the FIFA World Cup quarterfinals. France beat Poland 3-1, while England blanked Senegal 3-0 in yesterday's round of 16 matchups. In the NFL Sunday nighter, Dallas hammered Indianapolis 54-19. In some of the earlier action, Cincinnati beat Kansas City 27-24, San Francisco topped Miami 33-17, and Philadelphia beat Tennessee 35-10. Five games in the NHL as Winnipeg beat Anaheim 5-2, Minnesota got by Dallas 6-5 in a shootout, Detroit doubled up Columbus 4-2, Buffalo beat San Jose 6-3, and the Islanders shut out Chicago 3-0. And three games in the Maritime Hockey League as Amherst and Pictou County 5-3, Miramichi beat Summerside 6-2, and Edmondson topped Grand Falls 3-1. From the CTV Weather Center, mainly sunny today with a high of plus 2. Clear tonight and a low of minus 6, except plus 1 along parts of the coast. And mainly sunny on Tuesday with a high of 6.